Welcome to Michigan Sunrise High Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Taos Area Chamber of Commerce, director there, Laura Leffler. How are you today, Laura?
I'm great. How about you, Kevin?
Doing well.
Great.
Well, you know what? We're into the holiday season right now, and I know you're always busy with things that are going on through the holiday season, but always lurking just over the horizon is Perchville, USA.
Yes, it is. Coming up fast.
Yes, it always does. You know, it seems like we go, oh, it's forever away, especially during the holidays, and then all of a sudden, bang, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, this year we've got you on the air because you're looking for some nominees.
Yes, we are. We are looking for our king and queen for Perchville.
Okay.
You know, it's coming up just around the corner.
Yeah. No.
Starting to feel more like Perchville.
Yeah, boy, you know what? In years past, we've always worried about, you know, ice and snow, and it looks like Mother Nature might just provide enough of that already. So.
Yeah. I've heard through Farmer's Almanac or something that we're supposed to have a really cold winter,
it
so we should have a lot of ice.
It's supposed to be a winter like it used to be winter, I guess.
Yes.
Well, you're looking for nominees. Tell us how people nominate somebody for the King and Queen of Perchville this year.
Okay. They can call the office, or they can stop by and fill out a form, but we'll take nice people from around the community that have been involved in the community. When the nominations come in, we send out a letter informing that person that they've been nominated, and we include an information sheet with it so that they can put down what they've done. And we just are looking for people that have club affiliations like Kiwanis, Quota, Lions, what they've done in that organization, volunteering at an establishment such as a hospital or school. If they've volunteered at a local event like Blues by the Bay or the Triathlon, church involvement such as sitting on a committee or volunteering at church events, or local involvement sitting on like city council or belonging to the TBA or Taos Business Association. Any kind of involvement that they've been in.
And you know what? One of the things I hear a lot, people think it's got to be a couple. And it doesn't have to be a couple, right?
No. We take singles. Yeah, we've had, last year, Mr. Boudreaux was our king. And his wife had been nominated, but she didn't win the nomination.
Right.
So we take them separately.
Okay, very good. And as you mentioned, you're looking for community involvement. And they don't necessarily have to be from the Taoises.
No, I see in the past, looking over those who have been king and queen, I mean, we used to have some different authorities out there, like, Gene Riley.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in news. I don't remember back that far. He was a news reporter?
Yeah, something like that. But I remember, so they've been from around the area, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not necessarily from the Taos area either. So, I'm an Oscoda boy, so, from up there. So, and I was a Perchville king. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a Taos resident, but it usually does because that's where the area of interest is.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Now, is there a deadline for when we need to have, other than, the first day of Perchville? Is there a deadline you're looking for these nominees?
Yes, we need them in by November 30th, which is coming up really fast. That's why I thought I'd better call. We have a Perchville meeting on the 12th of December. So if we get them in at least by the 11th, we will take them.
Okay.
Once we receive the information, the Chamber office volunteers here copy down the nominee's information only, and they place it on a voting ballot. So we have no names, no cities, no businesses.
I see.
It's all fair and neutral.
Nice.
And then our Perchville committee will review all the candidates, and they'll vote for their choice at that meeting.
All right.
So then we'll notify the winners and thank the other ones that were nominated. So.
And one other question, there's no real age limit to this either.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. We've had them from very young to up in senior years.
Yeah, young, like I was. See, so that's how it works. Okay, gotcha.
Back when you were just a teen.
Just when I was a young lad. That's right. Exactly. All right. So, if they want to get those in, they write to the Taos Area Chamber of Commerce.
Definitely. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Call our office quick or stop by and fill out a form. We'd like to have them in as soon as possible, but we will take them probably up to at least the 10th or 11th
so that we
can prepare it for the committee to review.
If they still want to get them in, they still got time.
Right. We don't want to turn down anyone that might have, a nomination.
Right.
So definitely we want them as many as we can by the deadline. So.
Okay. Very good. And to reach you, how do they go about doing that? What's the best way? Phone?
Phone.
Yep. Is.
They can call 362-8643. We're here from 10 until 4, every day of the week. Well, except Saturday and Sunday, of course.
That's right. But don't bother calling on those days. Everybody's working Monday through Friday. Call then.
That's right.
There you go. All right. Well, Laura, I know we'll be talking to you again as we get closer to the big event and, of course, through the holiday season here. So hopefully we get a lot of King and Queen nominations for Perchville this year. And we appreciate you spending some time with us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Well, thank you for letting me do this. We really needed some nominations. So everybody get out there and think about some really deserving people.